CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
And so, as the sun rises over the treetops and the white swans glide slowly down the river, we say goodbye to the quaint, picturesque village of Stratford upon Avon.
Come on, pack your suitcase.
I'm all packed, my love, and ready to leave.
Where are we going today, Mommy?
Today, my little traveler, we are wending our way northwards to Yorkshire. We are, in short, going 100 miles out of our way, so that your dear, sweet, generous mother can deliver some watermelon pickles.
Now.
Don't tell me you forgot them and left them in London.
Oh, dear.
Dragging them all the way across the ocean.
I did not forget them. They're in my suitcase. I just meant I'd better take this jar out so we can have it in the car. Then when we stop at the Kenways, I won't have to be digging into the suitcase.
I thought you were going to call Mrs. Kenway before we started out.
Oh, yeah. It'd be a fine thing if we drive all the way up there and they're not even home.
It will be. Mrs. Blake said her folks never go anywhere. I imagine they can't afford it. From what she said, I gathered they can't afford much of anything.
Yes, I remember Mrs. Blake said her father liked flowers. So I suppose the two of them just spend their time puttering around in the garden.
Yes, I suppose.
Mrs. Blake, the Englishwoman we met back home?
Yes, dear, and I promised to drop by and say hello to her mother and daddy if we were anywhere near where they lived.
Anywhere near? Oh, boy. Going 100 miles out of our way, I'd hardly call just dropping by.
Yeah.
Look, I'm going down to pay the hotel bill and call you call Mrs. Kenway and say that we are dropping by, and then let's get going.
Yes, all right. Now, what should I do with her address?
Are you getting the children ready for school? If you are, you can save money at your nearby Firestone dealer or store on hundreds of items needed by boys and girls of all ages. For example, you can buy a Firestone 3-speed portable phonograph in a smartly styled red and gray leatherette case for only $19.95. This high-quality American-made record player has a heavy-duty speaker, full-range volume and tone control, and it plays all 7, 10, and 12-inch records. Also on sale at your nearby Firestone dealer or store are hundreds of other back-to-school items at down-to-earth prices. So go to your nearby Firestone dealer or store that carries home supplies and see the super value Firestone record player at today's low price of only $19.95 and the many other school needs at prices amazingly low. You can open a 30-day charge account or buy on convenient budget terms at your nearby Firestone dealer or store.
Hello. No, operator. I am not. I haven't even started. Well, really? Honestly.
What's trouble?
I don't like to complain about the service in other countries, but really, the telephone operators in England are certainly nothing like the ones we have in America.
What's the matter, dear?
Well, I have been holding and holding the phone. And finally she said to me, "Are you through, madam?" And I said, "Through? I haven't even started." And she just said in this rude way, "Madam, you are through." That's so funny. What are you like?
Darling, that's what they say in England when you're connected, Faraday. She meant that you were connected through with Mrs. Kenway.
Oh, no.
They say, "Oh, no, that she's ringing you back."
Oh, well, honestly, hello? Yes, I understand. You know, I'm sorry, operator. I didn't understand what you... Am I through now? All right, thank you. Hello, Mrs. Kenway? Hello?
I'm hungry.
Hungry?
Yes, we have a terrible connection. I can have... Mrs. Kenway? My name is Piper. That's right. Oh, she did, but she said she was going to write to him and say we'd stop by and say hello. Well? Oh, no, that's all right. No, don't apologize. You won't?
Well, you better get some directions about how to get there, you hear?
Oh, I'm so sorry. Goodness, I didn't mean to cause you any trouble.
Oh, good heavens, I suppose she's roasted a chicken or something.
Well, we thought we'd stop by. We're in Stratford now, and I guess it's about 100 miles to your house.
We can get to the village. Yeah? Get directions from there.
Yeah, how do we get to your house from, from Brinsley?
Yeah.
Yes, all right, we'll do that. Yes, well, it's awfully kind of you. No, we couldn't possibly.
Oh, get a load of your mother. She's been in England too long.
Yeah, well, perhaps just a cup of tea. Well, I must say, we're looking forward to it, too. Yes, it's been marvelous. We just loved it all. Yes, goodbye. And I couldn't hear too well at all.
Yeah, well, you must have heard very well.
What's the matter? What are you laughing at?
Well, the English accent you're putting on.
Why, I was not.
Oh, no.
I wasn't putting on any accent at all.
Oh, boy.
Oh, you all make me so mad I'm not even going to tell you what she said.
All right, well, come on. Let's go. Now, look, tell us this much. Is she expecting us?
Yes,
huh?
We've been invited for tea.
Oh.
I don't know what's the matter with all of you. Let's go.
Hungry? Look, we had an enormous lunch back there in Nottingham. You've done nothing but eat bananas and oranges since then. I don't know what
you must be almost there, and I remember we're only stopping for tea, uh-huh. That's all. She said something about staying overnight, but I'm sure she's just being polite. It would be a terrible inconvenience for them, I'm sure.
Well, for us, too. I don't think they even had a bathroom.
Oh, that's right. You know, Mrs. Blake did say they'd never had any decent plumbing at her house.
How did they take a bath?
Oh, I suppose in a tin tub or something.
Oh, yeah, look, watch the signs, will you? We're getting near Brinsley, I think. I have all the dumb things anyhow to go 100 miles out of our way just to give somebody a jar of watermelon pickles.
Mrs. Blake said her mother loved pickles and she would love my watermelon pickles since they don't have watermelon in England.
I think it's a nice gesture.
Yes, my goodness, those poor old people with their only daughter in America. I should think you'd be glad to bring a little sunshine into their lives.
Well, I want one thing clear. We are only staying for tea because I intend to drive on to Birmingham tonight. Oh, excuse me, we're looking for some people who live near Brinsley here by the name of Kenway, Mr. and Mrs. Robert Kenway.
Kenway?
Yes, Kenway.
She had a daughter who's married and lives in America, and we met her and said we'd stop and say hello to her folks.
Oh, yes, that's really nice. Oh, Kenway, yes. Straight through the village, first turn to the right, get right on, 3 miles, and there you are.
Yes. And now, is there a name, on the mailbox or something?
Yes, there's a name, all right. You can't miss it. End of the road.
Oh, fine. Thank you. Oh, boy, I love it the way people the world over say, can't miss it.
Yes.
Okay, let's keep on. Well, look, we have certainly gone more than any 3 miles. We must have missed it.
You can't have missed it. Haven't been any houses at all. Just a lovely avenue of trees. Anyhow, he said it was at the end of the road.
Yeah, well, maybe it's around this bend. Yes, let's hope it.
Oh, Mommy, look. Oh, heaven.
Holy smoke.
Mommy, look. Castle, a real castle.
This can't be the place.
Well, the name isn't exactly on the mailbox, but it says Kenway, carved in stone on the archway.
Oh, that's a real drawbridge in a moat.
Yes. Look at the building and the moat and the towers.
These are the people into whose lives we were bringing a little sunshine.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. How long has it been since you've cleaned out your bookshelves? Maybe it's time you took a look at the books you own. And while you're cleaning and looking, you can be performing a valuable service to your country. The United States wants books, lots of them, to send to interested students and readers abroad. Good books are needed to combat the flood of literature being circulated in free countries by the Russians and Chinese communists. Each year, the Russians alone publish and distribute well over 100 million volumes of all kinds. But each volume is a messenger of mischief, full of propaganda and lies about America. You can help to counteract communist propaganda with unneeded books now on your bookshelves. Most desirable are literary classics, new or old, up-to-date American biographies, and history. All books should be in hard bindings and in good condition. Send them to Books from America, Box 1960, Washington 13, D.C. The address again is Books from America, Box 1960, Washington 13, D.C.
Just set those two bags right down there, please. And those two, go in the next room for my aunt and my daughter. Thank you.
See, I don't know why we didn't go in the castle.
Well, I don't either. We were invited. You said over the phone this morning she asked us for tea. They're probably waiting for us. I don't see any point in coming back here to the village and taking rooms at the inn when we could stay in a castle.
Mommy, why don't we go up and knock on the castle door?
Look, let your mommy alone. She's in a state of shock.
I wish you would stop laughing about it.
I'm sorry. I cannot help it every time I think of it. I'm sorry.
Mommy?
Oh, I got another surprise for you. It isn't Mr. and Mrs. Kenway. I asked the desk clerk about the castle and if anybody lived there, and he said, oh, yes, sir, Lord and Lady Kenway.
Lord and Lady?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir, he said there have been Kenways at Kenway Castle since the 15th century. Oh. The present Lord and Lady Kenway had one daughter. He said, oh, I said, is she dead? Oh, no, sir, not dead. Married to an American.
Well, that means
his
name was Lady Jane.
Oh, I said, just a killer, not telling us any of this. Saying that her folks were hard up and
well,
that's what she thought.
Well, I'm thinking of the upkeep of a castle, after all. I'm sure it's always something. Like new chains for the drawbridge or cleaning the moat.
Oh, are you going to visit them at all?
I suppose we'll have to. I said we were coming, but we'll send a note with someone from the village saying we'll be there tomorrow. When we're dressed up, we're staying at the inn because I feel ill, and that's the truth.
Okay, honey. Boy, I tell you, when I think of you bringing watermelon pickles to Lady Kenway, who lives in a castle. Well, I'm sorry, honey. I just cannot help it.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce, with Margaret Hamilton, Francie Myers, and Robert Dryden, and is produced by Walter Hart.
This was an original old radio broadcast presented by Radio of Yesteryear. Carol Hartman.